Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Rod Allen for Erin Dunn from the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Erin totally lost her voice, so I'm going to read her words for you today. This time of year can be magical. December means family, wide-eyed toddlers, Star Wars, and a skating rink in Fortuna. But December can also be an especially rough time for those with mental illness. So it seems even more tragic that our own county has a mental health division in such disarray. It hasn't been helped by the hiring and then the quick departure of a new Department of Health and Human Services director. Someone pointed out that the recruitment to Humboldt must have been very difficult to get someone with a short resume and not have a substantial go-to field of candidates of second and third choices to turn to after the new director left. It's not just in Humboldt. On the way to a memorial service in Santa Rosa on Sunday, Erin stopped for a late breakfast in Willits. They dug up a couple of quarters and got a local paper from the newsstand outside the restaurant. The big editorial in the paper, the sad state of mental health care in Mendocino County. That led her to ask friends in Santa Rosa about Sonoma mental health care. Surprisingly, they too echo the sentiment that mental health care in Sonoma is a big mess and at the bottom of priority lists. How did we get here? It's easy to point the finger at President Reagan. He is, after all, the president who first put mental health at the bottom of our national priorities. Erin lived in D.C. during most of those Reagan years, and she's often cited his administration as the reason our mental health care is in shambles. But recently, Erin has started to think, well, that was 35 years ago, and we've had four presidents since then who could have changed things and didn't. We've had numerous leadership changes in Congress since the 80s, and they haven't done anything either. Why are there so many homeless with mental illness that are seemingly drug addicted and without health care? That was a discussion Erin had in Santa Rosa on Sunday. Several interesting theories came out of it. Please note, Erin is not in the healthcare field, and these are only her opinions with no empirical data. One thought, when the poorest of the mentally ill had nowhere to turn after Reagan closed the facilities, many turned to self-medicating. They turned to pot, alcohol, and hard drugs. They medicated to cope with the unbearable conditions of untreated schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, among other diagnoses. And that just kept happening. And with the self-medication in the 80s came a certain tolerance for drug use. Maybe drug use isn't just tolerated but encouraged as an alternative to going through the hassle and expense of using our county mental health programs. Whatever the case, our county mental health system is broken. We need to fix it. It needs to be a priority again. This has been Rod for Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.